halacha of Malabe. We said a yisod yesterday for the sake of the Siv Chaim, a major yisod, which I think is Emes, which others seem to indicate as well, that the whole idea of the Gemara Nav Kuf Mem Zayin Amad Aleph, who the Kopet Alayu, means you want to make it look brand new. Apparently the idea, we mentioned it yesterday in Shir, having a sandwich that's brand new and looks brand new gives a person a certain feeling of satisfaction. He wants it to look new. And therefore, if it's new and if it's black and you're makbid on it, even though you're not using any water, it's still considered to be a violation. It sounds like it's a Torah violation, chayim, on a simple level, chayim, because of the literal malabin. Now, it's not malabin, it's black, the black garment. I'm making it to white. If you made a black garment white, you're ruining it. But malabin means, doesn't mean literally white, only white. It means to freshen it up. So something which is white, literally white, and you make it even more white, that's the av malach of malabin. However, if it's a different color, you make it look new, that's also considered to be subsumed under the malacha of malabin. And this is a problem which can exist even in the absence of water. Normally we say, with no water, nothing happened. No, there are a few exceptions. Let's go through some of the exceptions. So one exception of Osai is the Gemara Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph that we saw. Let's just open up again to see, to refresh our memories, see what the Gemara says. The very top of Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Hamenar talis lebeshabes chayav chatas, chadati, uchmi, and the kofet alayim. So Rashi says, min ha'ofer chayav chatas, the zehu libuna. Okay, even in the absence of water. So says Rashi. The Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos talks about tal. There should be some kind of a liquid, but this is Shitas Rashi. So if you look at Rabbi Kivega here, he says, looking back at Kuf Mem Aleph and Rashi, and it's Sarachian, it seems to be a contradiction between Rashi and Kuf Mem Zayin, and the Rashi earlier, Adaf Kuf Mem Aleph. Okay. So, do you have the Ozer Hadar that I have? How many have the Ozer Hadar? It's all encompassing. The Baal, he quotes the Mishnah Berurah. Saves you a trip to the Mishnah Berurah. I just noticed this now. Oz Chavav, Ayin Mishnah Berurah, Sin Mishnah Beit, Sharatiyin, Mem Aleph, Sheyishev Kush Yosel, Vekan Mitzach Tzeach Avega Ha'ilezeh, Ma'ashe'en Kein Shom, She'eino Mei Sirak Atit, V'roshe Ma'alichluch Nishar, Derech Avio Ha'ilemayim. This is the famous Sharatiyin. He's consistent in a number of places, both in Mishnah Berurah and Sharatiyin and Bi'ur Halacha. It's the same thing. What does he say? That the only time it's going to be mutter is if you leave a stain. But if you remove the stain completely, there's a likely violation of libun, even in the absence of water. In this, he goes against the Taz. The Taz is beferish not that way. The Taz says that if you don't use water, then there's no violation, even if you remove the stain completely. I already do with these other Gemaras, Kuf Mem Zayin, Kuf Mem Aleph, those we spoke about yesterday. We said yesterday, whether it's repeated again, that the idea in these sugyas, we're taking time out, Rabbi Osai, Rabbi Einstein, a Shalita from Cleveland, Ohio, has been raising money for poor people in Eretz for a long time, before Purim and before Rosh Hashanah. Please give your undivided attention. So, again, the whole idea of the Rambam, who said, for example, that the malacha, the av malacha is malabin, even regular laundry is only a toldah. That's an amazing fact. You would have said, what do you mean, laundering clothes is the av malacha? That's what you think instinctively. Rabbi Natan held that way. But the quote of the Rambam, no, take the word malabin at face value, to whiten. So again, it could also mean to blacken. What it really means is to make a new item to look really new, whether it be white or whether it be black. That is the Av Melacha. So here, in the particular case of Al Gemara, Menar Talisa B'Shabbos, even from the Ovak, the Ofer, as Rashi Shita, we could say Zel Libuna, even without water. Take a look at what Rabbi said in the Gemara back on Daf Kuf Mem Amud Aleph. We discussed the end of the Shia yesterday. Let's just review it one more time. Kuf Mem Amud Aleph. Towards the bottom again. The Gemara says, last line. What about Sudra? No, that's us. Why? Hasa Merzik Yaludi Chivra. Rashi has Libun Matil. You take the Sudar, then you want to whiten it. Rashi in the bottom line says the same expression as Agamar. Shem makpid, does everyone remember that? Kopid makpid, alibuno v'tzoharo shel sudar, yoser miknita. Why? So some of Farshim explained this. The shirt was an undershirt, and it was covered by other garments. It doesn't have to be so clean, as opposed to the sudar, which he presumably wore on his head. Well, there was nothing covering it. Therefore, it's more makpid, but that it should be as white as possible. Oh, this again answers the kasha. Let's see it again. You know, if you have time, you just sort of at the very end. Take a look, please. It's the very last minute of the shiur. We mentioned this. Time to review it again. We have a little more yishev adas. I asked you to see in the Maram Akomas, in Simon Shin Beis, these huge bir alochas, but each one is a masterpiece. Doesn't even pass like him. Because there are those who disagree. But I think in this particular simon, more than the average simon, they have these lengthy bir halachas where he goes to the fundamentals of the sugya. So for example, here in Shin Bey's Sif Zayin, okay, the Havi Tochen, we're not discussing Tochen now, that was the last halacha, the one before last. I'm the brewer of Ashkasati Shematah, Shehita Legara, Kide, Lahostra, Mara Levad. And he is Daiti, Dinzelo Brewer Klau. No token, of course. But Machavin, the Yapos of Beget, Shalo Yelav Roshem, there'll be no stain of the original mud. Uvvadai, Lo Gorazet, Mikaskusi Sidra, Sifhei, Osir, Machavin Litzachtacho, Havakim Alabain. Hachinami binyanenu, either Gemara, by Gemara Shehi Tilagara Bitziporen, Hainu Lahavir Hatit, just to get rid of the excess mud, Mash Enken Bezesh Ein Tit, the Kavanos Rachat Sachseach Abeged, Uli Aposo, Shlo Yisharl of Shimroshim Klal, who Dome Mamesh Sifayanal, which is prohibited. And he quotes the Vilna Gaon. That's what he means. Okay, so he's saying a chiddush. So the Taz is incorrect, he says. Taz is wrong. Taz is incorrect. Wow. Then he adds at the very end. According to Rashi, it was Mechayev Chatas, B'minar Chatalas Min Ovek She'olof. Here too, Yechi of Chatas, even without no water, without water, same as there. Kevish and Mechaven the Tzachzecha, who was a near dafilu meina and a shchor of a chadasha, even if it's not black and not new. Shom shani over there, sheha avok bi alma ena mekalka marisa kiyem b'shchor. Little dust won't ruin the look except if it's black, as Rashi explains, and if only if it's new. Otherwise, you don't care about it. But over here, derech bnei adam lahakrin b'chol gavni. If you remove it, it's malavim. Mr. Bruhild Lishitoso, that he said you need a makpid b'kum v'aseh. Yes, no, we went through that whole discussion, whether it's true or not. But this is his psak. What we're saying now, we went from the Nesif Chaim yesterday. No, we disagree. He writes a lashon again. I mentioned this here yesterday. Ubevadei lo gora mikaskuse sudra. And we said, no. It is Gara. Why? Because Kiskuse Sudra is making something look brand new. Here, there's nothing. We're not making it look brand new at all. It is gara. Therefore, it's what's called there's chidush habeged, and therefore it's prohibited. Here, what you're doing is removing some of the mud. That's all. Oh, you'll tell me that maybe it looks a little bit newer. If it does, it does. I'm not sure it does. Even if it does, that's not its kavan at all. That's it. That's the idea. If you take a look at Bosai on Kuf Mem Aleph Amen Aleph. Kuf Mem Aleph Amen Aleph. The Gemara says over there, towards the very bottom again, Titcha Bigdo, Mechaske Somi Bifnim, Ben Mechaske Bimachutz, Dr. Rashi, Meshavshi, Rabbi Bifnim from inside, to lo muchacha milso lis chazuye ke melabein. U melabein mamash lo abed einos in shamayim. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. So, kivegas akasha from kuf mem zayin, it's not shver. There is what we call chidush habege, to make it look brand new. And here on kuf mem aleph amud aleph, you're just trying to get rid of some mud, you're not making it look new at all. So now, Rabosai, let's take a look in the Or Zarua. Oh, yeah. We've shown him. What would it be?
It's in
Sifrei Halacha. Maybe we've shown him?
Yeah.
What happened over there? Or is it rule? Or is it rule? Rabbi Osai discusses this issue. See what he says. Watch. Notice, by the way, it's on the Makkah B'Patish. You see where the Rambam puts this halacha? Did anyone pay attention? Our Rebbe was always big into not only what the Rambam says, but where he said it. The Pasha Pshat in the Rambam is that he says, Menar is Chayim Hashem Makkah B'Patish. Kuf Mem Zayin, that's Sugi. Okay. Watch this. But remember this Gemara? Let's just review it again. We've been here before. I put a little bit on the... let's take a look. I put a little on the Ma'amar Komos. This is to refresh our memories. But not in the Gemara, only in the Mishnah Berurah. Anaf kuf, anaf ayin heim at base. Haiman de shakel akupi meglimi, chayim meshamaka bepatish. Once again, hanimida de kapit alayah. The same phrase. De kapit alayah. Look what he says over here. Eini odeya. Rabosai, he's the god of the door. He doesn't know. Imrata loma sheino chayav chatos. Elim kein mak bishlolu vashat shiyosir osam. Akufi, miu isur rabban an ikal echad chila, fa pisha ein darko la akbid, bekach, upam lov shim akupi. Still awesome at the rabbanon. The idea of the cup, but it's only a precondition for an isur da oraisa. Isur rabban exists anyway. O shemino? Emein o makbid mutal lechad chila. It's not sure. So how does he resolve it? Miu lekaman perik chavis muchach. Take a look. Kavod mutar lechatchila. What does it say? Hamanah talisa b'shavas chayav chaz. Agamar. Rashi says, "Hu makpid alayu." And Ula says they saw the rabbanon coming up to glumai for the mechal Shabbos. What they answer? Look up dinamidi, which means it's het gamur. You see, klar. Then in the case of alma afal gav dechim achavein chayav chatos. Yes, if it would be. Afilochi ki lo kopin midi, mutal lechat chila, rabbol sechidish nifla. The same fact. For one guy, a chai of chatas, another guy's even mutal lechat chila. It's a mefurisha gemara. That's what it says, a mefurisha gemara. If you take a look at rabbol sechidish mishnah brewer here in our simon, simon shin beis, I guess we see sechot mishnah brewer yudalf, just that particular one in simon beis. Only that one. Why that one? What's so special about that one? He writes, Pot, B'sefer, Zichron, it's Agamar. Haloka Yabolos, Tsuganaf Ayan Hamid Bays, what does it say? Ushiak Beraleim, otherwise Potter, I mean Potter, Peseva Zichronos Kazav, the Isr Yesh Bazeh! It is an Isr, there's an Isr Abosai. So he wants to know, why did he say over here Isr? According to the Or Zeruah, there is no Isr. There is no Isr. It's a little bit of a problem. How did he know there's an Isr? You take a look at the Mefarshim, right over here on the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Beis, Siv Beis. Okay? So it's based upon this Gemara. So the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Potter. Can't blame the Mishnah Berurah. Doesn't say Mutter. It says Potter. Potter usually means that Potter Aval Osir. So maybe we just don't paskin like the Or Zeruah. I'm just letting you know. That's what Or Zeruah said. Fine. Now it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. I asked you to see a Magid Mishnah. I'm not sure if you saw it or didn't see it. Well, let's turn to the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah has an interesting comment. He quotes it from the Rashba. Now we can see in the Rashba too, but I'd rather show it to you from the Magen Mishnah to have a reason. Perek Yud. Watch this. V'chidush Rashi b'zal pirush Rashi mishum ma'avak mishum malavim. Tois v'sikshu l'matzino liban in the water. Tal. Tal's mechab. It's fine. Okay. So the question becomes: even if it's talking about tal. What's copied? What's that play a role? Zok the Rashba. Uleman the copied, have a psik reshe. Uleman the low copied, leka in a damash in a miskave, she'eno kibus gomur. What does that mean? I have two kashas. My first kash is, Uleman the copied the psik reshe? I thought Uleman the copied is exactly intending to do the malacha. Why is it only a psik resha? That's one kasha. Okay, that's the bigger kasha is, according to the man d'yamar that says it's okay, why is it not a psik resha? I want to be machmer twice. What is it a psik resha? Why is it a mechamin? We said it's not a psik resha, why not? If it's not machmer, it's still a psik resha. The facts are the same. So the answer is, Rabbi Osai, we have to go back to another Magad Mishnah. That's why I want to show you the Magad Mishnah, the world famous Magad Mishnah. We've been at a number of times before. Watch this. Look. Hakol tolu de kavanoso. Kol shena miskavein en roi loma bo psik reisha velo yomusu lechayev. Neshuku miskavein hu also malocha. So I'm mitzayef over here. Uch shena miskavein Ein ba malacha klal, sherein a rosa last vimenu kli doma le chatimas kisim, yet in Perek Yud Aleph, kol shena kotmo le chatos boshino, afa pisha roa le kabit timos a potter, she kol shim ne tikun kli, mi she ena misakno potter, even according to Debidos, ena mechavin, at least a chidish godel. There's sometimes with something like tikun, where if you have no kavana in mitakum, we're not going to view it as an objective tikun. And therefore it would be mutter. Same thing over here, he's saying when it comes to malabein. If you don't have intention for it, it's nothing. It's not like cooking and other malachas where you even if you ain't a mechab, it's still some kind of a malacha by psegration. Here, no. If you didn't have it in mind, it's nothing. Nothing. Zero. It's a sugamon beta by the kisa. Fine. Ah, Tender Bose finishing up yesterday's shiur. We now start the new part of today's shiur. We have to read carefully the Tosfos, Kuf, Yud, Aleph, Mid, Beis. On both sides, it's going to take a while for us to get through these Rishonim, one at a time. We'll try to see what the other mafreshim say as well about these topics. So Rabbi Osai, the Tosis that we started yesterday on Kuf Yud Aleph from Aleph, from the bottom going over to the top, we managed to turn the page yesterday. We didn't finish this Tosis, a long Tosis. Talk about Libum B'mitzas, that we did. V'im Toma, skip to the V'im Toma, it's about the 10th or 12th narrow line. It says in Yuma, Dafayin Zayin, HaHolech L'Akl P'nei Rabbo, P'nei Aviv, P'nei Misha Godel Mimeru, overalt, Ad Savar, B'mayim Enoch Hoshesh, Moses in Beitza, right, Tfilas Kalim B'Shabbos, Neither shein lo begod and mar emes tov as begod eo. For lo gaz rinon de maasi le dey schita. So why are we about schita? V'yesh loma? Mitzvah shein. You may make up my mitzvah. Wait a minute, Fertosis. A new bomb shall cash. V'yim toma hech it shore et hosom likonis begod eo. V'nida nami hech tov as begod eo. Neme shriyoso zeo kibuso. A new rule. Where did the rule come from? Zvachim tzadi dalem et veis. I didn't put the whole sugya on the Mar Makomos, so I didn't want to burden you, but if you do well to start the sugya Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph, go to Amud Beis, it's a little less than an Amud Gemara, because I gave it to you in Mar Makomos through the back door, because the Bialach has great discussions of it. But you should have a chance, you should look there in the Gemara at your convenience. Okay? V'yei Shloma. Rabbosai, the first Torah is also saying a Chiddush Nifla Menorah. They're greatly limiting this halachic principle, Talmudic principle of shriyoso zeo kibuso. Put a garment in water. That itself is considered to be the laundering process. You didn't do anything. So that's true, but only limited cases. Where's the case? The davka hecha deiko tipas dam otinuv oma shriyoso zeo kibuso. The bachim arab hek dam chadas. Rabbi will say, what's dam chadas? They don't know about when kachim. Next week's parsha. Not this week, it's about Yikra. Next week is Tzav. No one knows what I'm talking about? Who's Hamitzvah Tzav? Anyone knows? Who's the Balkari Tzav? No? In Parshas Tzav, it tells us that if you have a garment and Dam Chatas spilled on the garment, you have to launder the garment. It's a special thing about Dam Chatas. You know, we had it a while ago, discussing if something is absorbed in a Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni. Maybe indirectly, but not for this moment. Anyway, this is the Amafur Shadim. So, given that din, Shuyasa Kibusa, per Dam Chatas, how in the world can a woman go into the water with her garment on? The minute she walks in, she's in a violation immediately. Shuyasa Kibusa. Tosis Teres, V'yei Shloma. Daka hechadika tibas dam o tinuf ach omar shiosa kibuso de bahachi mari peregdam chatas. Because in the case of the sugya where there was blood of the korban on it, so we have to put it in water. Shiosa zel kibuso. Says the re, a second teretz, which is Rabbi Natan Sefer Yosha. Lo omar shiosa kibuso, bedova sheeno kiim lichluch. Kimo sipu ba luntis the kinua chedam be mappa finish holchem be maim em abegodin avinami derech lichluk v'lo derech nikoyim. Was it the two teretz of mitosis? According to the first teretz of mitosis, shiosu zeh kibus only apply if the garment is dirty. It has some blood on it or the equivalent. Otherwise, you wouldn't say it. According to the second teretz, a different verb. You presumably you would say it, but if it's derech lichluch, it's mutter. How do you define derech lichluch? That's how easy to define. How do you define derech lichluch? The answer is it's not derech nikoyim. Great, the negative definition. Not derech nikoyim. This is dirtying things up. We'll have to see soon in a moment. Fundamental dispute among the various rishonim whether a particular case is left derech lichluch or not. Watch. Valtino shalichlech big deimo b'mei raglayim. Okay, in those days they were still wearing cloth diapers. Or maybe they had no diapers, they were wearing, stump cloth, underwear. And he wet, the little baby got it wet. Meirag lion, with urine. There's a dinim in Masechta Brachos and Aruch Chaim, whether you're allowed to daven in the presence of a beggar, which is completely absorbed with urine, says Tosfos, and this rock all of mayim, don't pour water on it. The shriyaso zel kibuso, not to do it, because shriyaso zel kibuso, it's gonna, get rid of some of what was absorbed. V'shama arimi pi anoshim. Hear what's going on? From women. Hit the rabbeinu tam. L'kaneach yodel bebeged. Kevin hu derech lichluch. They should tucha lispal levarech. Hear what's going on? Rabbeinu tam said it's mutter. The way I understand it, you wet your hands, you wipe your hands on this garment, and some or other is going to take care of the meiraglayim problem for davening. It's fine. Ain't even the re. The nephew argues on the uncle. Shervehi miskavenes l'tayer halichluch v'derech v'chitza v'liman avizah kinuach. No, it's usher. Absolutely usher, says the re. He's against his uncle, the Rabbi Natan. This Rabbi Natan is wrong. Adkan toisus kuf yud aleph amud beitz. Okay? Fine. What's Rabbi Natan saying? Yes, it's a principle of Shriyoso Zel Kibuso, but it does not apply in the case of Derech Lichluch. Expression of the Kaneach Yodea Bebeget gives an impression, at least to me, that maybe even more than Shriyoso Zel Kibuso is Mutter. Maybe even putting a hand on it, not just soaking it in water. We'll get to it a little bit later on. Now, what I asked you to see, I don't know if you saw it yet, is we're in Rambam. Let's just go down to here. Before she Rambam. We're back in the Mishnah. Let's go back to Rambam. And then before she, two step. Whoa. What is this? You put everything together? Okay. I lost mine. Oh, the wrong parrot. Not fair. This is the parrot I'm not trying to be in. What's this? What parak are we in?
It's
supposed to be in Chav Beis. Not Magad Mishnah. I was enjoy this trick. I guess I must press the wrong button somewhere. Watch this. Watch. Rabbeinu Tam Horo L'Noshim Menikos. When they remember in the old days, Menikos, they did it for 2 years. For the first 2 years, the baby wasn't trained. Right? Shatinovas Lichlu B'gdan Shemutoras Lito L'Kaneach B'mokam HaLichluch K'eshetuchal Ispalel She'en Zeh L'Derech Lichluch She'en Mamer Merag Laim Levada. What do you tell me? It's not a kavana. So the Riva says, "Mutalo says on the mayim levatlon. It's a halachic process to levatl the meraglayim. Shein a miskaven ala the tire for the kibbutz tzichzuach arrive from Nida again. So he's saying over here that it's a halachic requirement of bitl neraglayim, which there are many details we're not learning right now. That's not the same as cleaning. Cleaning is a different story. So you don't have kavana to be cleaning it. Rabosai, you notice what he said over here in the name of the Riva? Read the Riva. The whole thing is less than three lines. What is not here? What phrase is not in this three lines? I mean, it's a million phrases. What's the phrase that I want that we saw so many times, and twice we saw it, it's not in these three lines. What's that called? Two-word phrase. Seems to be the whole you saw to the head that went to Rabbi Natan. It's missing over here. No, Rabbi said, what? What? Say it louder. Correct. Derech Lichloch. Quote the Benetar Rabosai, the head is Derech Lichloch. Riva sounds the same way, doesn't even mention the word Derech Lichloch at all. It's not there. Read those few lines carefully. It's simply not there. It's not there. It's not there. Not there. What do you say? And this takes us, Rabbi Osai, to a sub-machlokas within the Rabbeinu Tam. Within the Rabbeinu Tam, there are differing opinions. Take a look at Rabbi Osai Mishnah Brura, Sifkaton Nun Gimel. Rabbi Osai, it's all in the Ma'amar Kamos. Sifkaton Nun Gimel. Please open up. Shin Beis, Sifkaton Nun Gimel. What did it say? Sif Yud. Read the Ramah. Yeshikasu, Lo Amina, Shidosus, Abegazel Kibuso, Kagavna. Dein Zerak Derech Lichluch! V'chein Oigin! He gives us the reason which is given by the Tosfos. Mutlanagev Yoda Bebega Shita Motinok Mei Raglayim Kedei Levatlam Ein Zerak Derech Lichluch B'yamu. We just saw that. Says the Mishnah Brura, Nun Gimel Avol Kishayesh Olav Tzoa Osul Aviro Afilo Aydei Nigo Vayadayim Afishu Derech Lichluch Mikomakom kibusu. Tabegale Maluchloch Yosin Mikona Matama Vio. Mashegami Raglai Memoris Golgach. And there also is Av Kavana to be Mavatal, not to be Mechamas Lulavan, which would be a problem. Does anybody argue? Does anybody say the Kondam in a time is no distinction between Meraglai and Soa? Okay. AFC the Maramakomas. Shin and Mordechai, Shin, Peites, and Sadi, and the Chidusha and Shishen. Take a look, everyone should look inside. You'll see in a minute that the entire is such an opinion. That's not even so against the Mishnah Brura. Those who have my edition of Osai, you find it on page Chav Dalet. Chav Dalet. He says, Shani Hassam. It's in brackets. In my edition, it's seven lines up from the bottom of column one on page Chav Dalet. Old editions, you'll see it's two lines above the Dalet of the Biblia Yesha and the Aleph and Sheshem. Shani Hassam in brackets. Tekeva Neika Shem Tinov. Avali Leka Tinov. Einesinas Mayim Bebeget Kari Kibos. What's he saying? Is it tinuf dirt or not? Says the Chidush and Shishem. Look inside, please. Ochas Rabbeinu Tam from the Riva. But he calls Hagol Smak. Ein lehokol rela belichol chomer aglayim. Aval tino fitzoa osur. Shu miskabel letzachzeach ilahavra lichluch. V'kibuz gomer hu lahavra mayim aleim. That's what we just saw in Mishnah Berura. Vaita. But in Baruchis, the Mordechai says, watch this now in Baruchis. V'chein, Simon Rechvot. V'chein hitter rabbeinu tam le'isha shehitil benot soa. Al begodea b'shabes b'beis ha'knesses. Lito yodel le'kaneach b'shabes mokam tinov. Well, some argue. But this is one opinion which maintains not only Meraglayim is okay, even so is okay. Achlokas Gedoli are Rishonim within the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. How far did Rabbeinu Tam go? How far did he go? Narabosai. We have that God's Mordechai and Brochus in front of you. It's printed over here by the Anshei Shein. Prints it. Question. Does your Kavana mean something over here? Does Rabbeinu hit the Rabbeinu Tam Lisha should hit the Benot Soal Begodel B'Shabbos 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 Lito Yodel Kanech B'Shabbos Mekom Tinuf. Does Kavana make a difference over here? What do you say? What do you say? So we have to understand, Rebos, on a simple level, this version of Rebbeinu Tam has nothing to do with the Revol talks about Kavana. There are two sheetahs of Rebbeinu Tam. One says he's matir only meraglayim, and one says he's matir even so. So we could make this with the Nesiv Chaim the following suggestion. If Rabosai, he's only being matir meraglayim, we can make the following suggestion. The real het is based on the what we saw in the name of the Riva. What did the Riva say? We saw it's on the screen, still on the screen. What did he say? What's the lashon, Rabosai? Eino miskaven. Eino miskaven l'tav l'lokim v'sichzuch. It's a halachic status of a bitl. There's no intention to launder anything. That's that. I asked you before, but the word of Derech Luch was not even found over here. So they suggest, Eino chinami. Rabbi Natam would base himself on the Riva. But according to the Riva, it's irrelevant. What kind of derech it is, lichlof or otherwise? Because all he cares about is your lack of kavana. I usually lack of kavana, especially if it's gracious, also. No. Here, the lack of kavana makes it no longer malach at all. Like we had the Magen Mishnah by Tikkun Kli. Keep this in mind, Rabosai. But. That only works by Meraglayim. Because Meraglayim, you're not really removing any surface dirt. There's no, it's just something which is absorbed. When it comes to Tzoa, everyone of course wants the Tzoa to be gone with the stain. Everyone wants the stain to be gone with Tzoa. Who cares? It's Derech Lichluch. Even after you finish, it's still going to be dirty. But the person is mechaving. That's why it's awesome. According to his understanding, Rabosai, Rabbeinu Tam is just adding to the Riva. The Riva says that fundamental kula is ain't a mechaving. According to the Riva, it applies across the board. According to Rabbeinu Tam, no! In order to be obvious that ain't a mechaving, has to be derech lichluch. But the derech lichluch is not an intrinsic matir, just to show that it's Eina Mechavet, and all these limits to Meraglayim wouldn't apply to Tzoa. But according to the Mordechai and Misaf the Brachas that we still quote in Anshei Shem, he's not even by Tzoa. He has a different word completely. There's a heter called Derech Lichluch. I don't care if it's so, I don't get smeraglayim. Derech lichlug is an independent matir, Rabosai. An independent matir. Independent matter. Even the Nesiv Chaim concedes, however, that according to the Hagos Mordechai and Brochus, if you have Kavanah Beferish to cleanse it, would be awesome. Why? Stach derech lichluch. My explanation is, no. By definition, if you have explicit kavana to make it clean, it's not going to be labeled as derech lichluch. If that's not your main kavana, even though it's a psik resha, it's okay. But beferish a kavana, it's a contradiction to derech lichluch. It can't be. Can't be. According to the Riva, and those who hold it up in a time relied on the Riva, Dov Hashem and Miskavein, subsequation would knock off the head. But Derech Lichlug on its own, it would be mutter. Lord Namachavim Beferish. Nafkamina number two. According to the Riva, Rabosai, if you look at Lush to the Riva, what did he say? Well, look what he said. What did he say? Rivah says, Mutter loses alein mayim levaton. You pour water on it. You pour in the water. This is bitlin hichos krishma. You're looking in the siman ayin vav, ayin tes, and arachayim hichos krishma. That's it. What's he saying? Although we normally say, Rabosai, Shriya sozer kibuso, even by enemies kavan and psik resha. But over here, we're not going to say it, because remember, Shriyaso Zel Kibuso is not the real, real act of laundering. Halachli Zel Kibuso. It's not the real tzura of an act of libun. But it's an act of libun mamash, you're rubbing the garment around, forget about it. That's going to be usur no matter what. However, according to Hagos Mordechai and Brochus, Pashtus, even Kibus itself should be mutter b'derech lichluch. It's an independent heter. Frankly, if you look in Tosis, Tosis and Adav was mutter l'kaneach yoda b'get b'get yoda b'beget. Kaneach yoda sounds like it's a real honest to goodness Kibus mutter anyway. Why derech lichluch is an independent matter? Don't do it come on him. All right. Kavanah Beferish will say uproots the status of Derech Lichluch. But Stam Kachap, even the Psikration, would be considered mutter no matter what. The truth is, even Tosfos Lashon, when Tosfos quoted Rabbeinu Tam, what did they say? Just to refresh our memories here. On Kuf Yud Aleph Beis. They didn't use the word to pour water on it. Oh no. What is Tosfos Lashon over here? Hit Rabbeinu Tam, L'kaneach Yodea Bebeged. To wipe your hands around. Wiping around sounds like it's more of a kibbutz type act of just pouring it, letting it submerge in water, or pouring water on it. It's a push up shot that way. Fine. That's interesting on both sides. When the Rush, I asked you to see in Masechta Yuma, was bothered, let's go to Yuma right away. What happened over in Tanakh? Show you the Rush briefly. Just a brief citation, very brief. Watch. He's bothered by the question that Tosis is bothered. What does Tosis say at the end? Ne'enu l'ri, she'imis kavenes l'tayra l'ichluch she'shviel t'davin. Deruchitzu l'limu l'zeh chinuch. Says the Rosh, no. 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 You say you're both saying miskavenes. I say no. Eino miskavenes. Ela levatle meraglam l'chul isbalam. What an amazing thing. The Ri says, and he screams back, no, ain't a miskavenes. What do you mean? Yes, sir, make up your mind. So the Ri says that the halachic cleansing of a garment, we call that bittul, meraglayim, is a cleansing process. And could be mechayev you in the Yisra of Malabi. And the Rosh says, no, it's a halachic statement. You know, bittul has certain, you probably never learned these dinim, it's complex dinim in the third paragraph of brachas. You have a revias, and at the same time, different times. Who cares about a revias? What's this, abakosis here? What do you mean, revias? No, because this tiur meraglayim is a halachic process. So the Rosh says, it has nothing to do whatsoever with the balabatish laundering system. It's an important yesoda, boss. An important yourself. Okay, so this is the dispute over here in our Tosfos and Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Oh, since we have some svarim here, let's see if we can get to them. We should be for naught. Okay. Let's try this. Okay, this is a, I'm in the wrong sefer, I'm sorry. I want to show something in the sefer, Nisiv Chaim, but I don't have it here. I'll read it to you myself, save time. It's an interesting question, I want to see if you have an answer to this question. It's on page Kuf Lamed Gimel. Nistapakti. What do you think about this? Back to the Gemara said on Kuf Mem Zayin, if you're makbid, then it's awesome. Not makbid, it's mutter. Nistapakti. Emosai choshev kpeda. Then you chiyav near behabegin. What did Rashi say? Look at the Rashi for a minute. The Rashi is very cryptic. Rashi is very, very short. Kuf Mem Zayin. Hu dekopet alayil, lelov shenat shenarim. You're not going to wear it until you shake it off. Sarachian. Haimari shemakbid shafilu imlo yeh lo beged acher. Afilu hochi yisarev lulbosh beged zevelotzeis. You simply will not leave your house. You have only one garment. The garment has dust on it. I will not be seen in public with this garment. Oh no. Demari kshiyesh lo kama begodin. A few garments. The kevesh in the slach leg beged zeh. Yachlif the beggar acher. Mash enkein, shlo yiel lo beggar acher, lo yakpid. Is that also called makpid? Rabosai, what I'm asking you, Shad, if he has a suffix, you know, it doesn't answer it. Rabosai, if you're so makpid, you wouldn't go out, as they say in America, you wouldn't be caught dead in this garment. You'd rather stay home and walk out in the street. That's really a makpid. What if I'm makpid in the sense that I would prefer not to wear this, I'd switch to another garment? Had no other garment? No. I'll chance it. I'll go out with it. Is that also going back? What do you say? I'm a suffix. A suffix. So Rabosai, I wanted to discuss the suffix from the perspective of a line that I asked you to see. And I was super cool from Zion. A few lines. Fairly brief. Watch it. Watch. Who the kapit alayu? Pirush. The lemand lo kapit b'milsa. Watch. Ela the avad hachi la'ayin yafa be'alma. Lo choshiv libun klal Hafila by the Rabbanon, v'chein aloch. This phrase, la'ayin yofakum achavein, we had it once before, the sugya of making holes in a barrel, things like that. Also the same daf, daf the full kuf me'avav. What do you mean, la'ayin yof? What does the expression mean? What it means, if I understand it correctly, is you can do very well without it. You can do very well without it. You don't really need it. Where do you find such a thing before? A different concept. Refresh our memories. Look at that. Kuf tes amar alf. Kuf tes amar alf. You can do without it. Where? That's mamash the Gemara's expression. You can do without it. The Gemara says, Kevin the Mishnah Siyochi la midi kovid. Kevin the Mishkalochi la midi ovid. You can do without it. You can drink without straining out these impurities. You can eat without taking away these impurities. Since you can do without it, there's nothing wrong with doing with it. You can do without it. It's not really any sort of borer. But Rashi explains in the context of the sugya, Rabbi Osai. What's the issue we're talking about over here? V'lo'amina dami limitakein. Rabbi Osai, dami limitakein we're talking about over here. What does mitakein mean? Maka b'patish, presumably. Same thing over here. Lo armina dami lemetakein. It's not limited, a unique thing by Borer. That if you could live, you can just as well have this impurity. It's not labeled as a psola. It's no isip psola mitavochel. It's unique, limited only to Borer. No, Rashi extended it to metakein. Well, the Ritva, if I have it right, extended it to malavein. Ayin yofa means you don't really need it. If you don't really need it, it's not considered to be malavein. That's a comparison I wanted to make between these various gemaras. What will happen in this gemara? Rabosai, I wouldn't drink it stam kacha, but if I have nothing else to drink, I'll drink it. What's halacha? What's up? We learned this before. We learked this thing in the talk about borer.
Yeah.
It would be a problem, not a problem.
It wouldn't be a problem. Why? Because the Shas of Chag, you would drink it.
Oh, let's take a look at Sukkot in Shulchan Aruch and see what it says. Shin Yutes. That's Borer. I want to extrapolate from there to here because if my Pshat in the Ritva was correct, it's somewhat similar. I'm not so sure. You're right. It says over here in Shin Yutes Sif Yud. It's on the Ma'amar Kamos today. This is the first part of the same Sif. Yayin omayim shem slulim mutal lesalim v'mishameres afisho k'samim dakin hoel ru'uyin lishtos b'lavochi. Yeah, you drink it anyway. What do you mean? You could drink it anyway. It means if you have nothing else to drink, you'll drink it. What if you have something else to drink, you wouldn't drink this? Where does that stand? I repeat, if you have something else to drink, you would not drink this. What is that? Would that be mutter in this case? Awesome in this case. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah Lamed Dalet. Kevan de Belav Asinon Gankein Heim Tzlulin Uruuyin Lishtos Lachein Ein Bezeh Mishnah Borer. What does it mean? Lerov B'nei Adam. Again, most people would have it if there's no alternative, or most people would have it even if there is an alternative. Rabosai, if you look over here in Bialocha Hoel, Holeruyin, Umishu Istinis, V'yavshu the Mishnah Yochi Echad Yesh Bechismin V'chadome, Efsher, after Uba Din Shilo Kapti Klal, you don't say Butler Daita. Oh, the same word Kapti again. Could be another connection, that's Sugya and our Sugya. Who the carpet alignment is like you're an Istinis. But I'm asking you, this Istinis, well, how bad is he? He won't drink. Mister, the only thing to drink is this. Either drink this or drink nothing. Is he a principled man? He won't drink it? Is that what we're talking about over here? Or if faced with no alternative, he will drink it. I'm not discussing he's going to die. He's going to get sick, dehydrate. That doesn't count. Stop! He's thirsty. It's as simple as the guy with the garment. He wants to go into the street, but Only has that one garment. What's he going to do? Will he go to the street with the stain, or will he stay home? Will he drink this water they normally wouldn't drink, or will he stay home and not drink? I'm not 100% sure. I don't know. You have a proof that you're right? Yes, how do you know you're right? I'm not sure you're right over here either. In any event, Rabbi Osai, it's an interesting comparison. Now, let's go back to the Riva. The Riva, we set up shot from the Sefer Nesiv Chaim. No, I'm in the wrong place. I'm right here. Now goes Maim and he quotes this Riva. Let's see the words one more time. B'shem Riva. Mutala says Alea Maim Levatan. Why? Because only one reason. She'eno miskaven ela letayer v'lo lekibus v'tzachtzuach. Doesn't even say a word here about derech lichluch. It's not even found. Not even found. However, one could say he meant derech lichluch. But if you have beferish a kavana l'shem libun, it's usher anyway. I mentioned you before pshat within agos Mordechai. See here too, if you have beferish a kavana, it would be prohibited. Rabosai, I want to show you one more sefer. We saw Rabosai. Oh, where's Sifrei Halacha? Oh. I'm looking for the Sefer HaTruma. It's on the Sefer. On the Truma, HaTruma. Watch this. The Sefer HaTruma talks about Dinei Schasa again. Watch. Watch over here. Hasam dikatinuv davka shayach kibus benesinas mayamola. Rabbi said that shouldn't be so unfamiliar to us. We already saw it over here. We saw it in Tosis and of Kuf Yud Aleph Medbeis. Rabbi said the first teretz v'yesh lomar. Here it's anonymous. Davka hechadikatibas davo tinuv shrozu kibuso. Dam chatas. Otherwise not. He said exactly the same thing, right? Right? He continued to adopt his Shachim with his Maimola. Then he has a word. The God miskaven the kach lahavir hatinuf. Oh, a combination of factors. Right? The first teretz in Tosus, but you're also throwing it over here. The concept of mechaven lekach. Rabosai, mechaven lekach. So you get an impression. It's hard to read this. How would you read this, Rabosai? I'm asking you a question. Read it one more time. Shiosa kibusa loi. Hosam, what? That we say shiosa kibusa. Ika tinuf dafka. Shayach b'kibus b'nesinas mayim olav. And what does this next line mean? V'gam miskaven l'kach l'haver atinuf. What does that mean? You need both conditions to make it usher? Sounds that way. Ikotinuf and miskaven l'haver atinuf. That's what it sounds like, right? It's a combination. Tosus says over here, tinuf usher lo tinuf mutam. It's like he's saying it's tinuf usher, only we have kavana. So kavana is an additional requirement to make the guy chayav. Having said this, Rabbi Osai, let's go now to this source one more time and see if we can do this trick. No links. Forget it. Who did this? Okay. Tosis. If I have Tosis, will it give me Tosis Yeshanim also? No?
I think it's probably not. It's separate.
So where is it?
I think it's also
under Yeshanim?
Yeah, under Yeshanim.
You're right.
No, there's
done on Yuma. Yes. I'm looking for Yuma. Okay. Baruch Hashem. We're lucky. There's one on the Marma Kops. I want to show you something that I think is very interesting. Watch. Watch this over here. We saw a Gemara, Rabbi Osai, in Yuma and Zion. Overall, it's our Rabbi Mayim. Tosis quotes it over here. Well, this is it over there. Okay. Frek Tosis the following question. Shriyasa Zekibuso. Watch this now. The Ein Lomar. Whenever you say Ein Lomar, what does that convey? One person's Ein Lomar is somebody else's Yesh Lomar. Who, do you know what someone else is? Anybody know? Not yet. Tune in tomorrow. V'ein lomar dehocha u'debeitza bibgadim shel or the shriyas olav ha'inu kibuso, as it says in Zvachim Tzadi Dalid, and it says in Shabbos Kufman Beis, l'shlesh esalakak mekancha mismartim hoysa shalom aniach mayim alei ashev tichlem v'armina shriyas ha'inu kibuso. Yeah, ze ein lomar. No, ein lomar. Why ein lomar? Why ein lomar? The stam begodim lav arninu. No. Come on. That's not going to stop a Rishon. You think it's going to stop somebody from saying that the whole sukkah is all about Begash Shalor? Don't think so. Here's Ein. We'll see, maybe even today, but probably tomorrow, who the Yesh Lomar is. Toto's Ein Lomar. Watch. So Toto's gives two tirutz. Ober Rebbe. Tehecha de'ika dam o dvartinuf ala beged hosam davka shriyos ozel kibusa. It's first tirutz in Atosis, right? Tznifas dam marios and begdam chadas. Avalecha shabeged shachar machmas shenilbash bo. O machmas shenishdam shubo. O shalom in the gamri. Vein bo shum tinuf. Elat sarach lalabin adayin. Lo amrina and shiasu zel kibuso. Okay. Sounds like the first heresy in Atosis. Well, if you mash a pirish sefer yosher, I mean it's not. Sheish chiluk bibgodim. This is a whole new term. We don't have this yet. Sheish shemiskapsim mehera. Veyesh shetzorech letroch bemhar beken shalanu. Lepiris tefizayu nichol lahamid hach tahocha bibgodim sheena mislabnim mehera kein shalanu. Rabosai. What's he saying? The way you, the case you're allowed to go into, up into your neck in water to greet your Rebbe is a case of a garment. That's what? Not miskabes mehera. So if it's not miskabes mehera, you walk through the water to greet your Rebbe, it's not going to become clean. So shriyosta kibuso is limited to garments that as soon as the water is absorbed, it cleanses it immediately. There's a long-term process. You get out of the water fast enough, nothing happened. Really, nothing happened. Didn't clean it off at all. Pasha goes back to what we said before. This day seems to hold. The only time you're chayev, if it is what? Misnake legamre. Not misnake ktsas, as yesterday's shir. Because it's a little bit clean. A little bit cleaner than before. He seems to hold us, it would be put. Vaita. Another pshat. Lo arminan, the kibbutz of Adavish became lichluch. Okay, we saw that before. Then he adds, and shriyazu derech nikoim v'libun. And again, v'gam eino miskaven l'nakos l'hoster atino v'ardemayim u'pa mishlach v'od. Wait a minute. What's he saying? You need more than that. Not enough, derech lichluch. You also have to have another component to be matirit. Eino miskaven. Eino miskaven. That's not what Atos has said. not doesn't, at least on a simple level. How you said derech lichlo is mutter? So no, you need derech lichlo, and you also need what? You also need. And a miskaven, both. Nupshat. So there are two nupshatim over here. One with the miskaves mehera or not, with the, and the other one is kavana over on the top of the sugya of the issue of whether it's tinaf or not. Combination heter. This idea, Rabosai, that Kavana plays a role in Shiyasu Zel Kibuso is alluded to in the Mishnah Berurah, but only alluded to. Take a look right over here in our Siman, Shin Yud Tesiv Yud, where we were before. It's a very strange din. We're going to see tomorrow, I guess, I hope, that the Rambam has a different take on this whole sugya. It already begins over here. Shin Yud Tesiv Yud. What does it say over here? Ava besudar asur mishum libun. As opposed to what? Mishameres. You may remember the Gemara says in Kuf Lamed Tesim at Beis, we were there a few times in the Sugya of Borer. But pouring things into a mishameres, some kind of a sieve. So Rabbi said there are two issues. We spend most of the time discussing the Borer issue. You're pouring water, Mayim Tzlulin, you have a Malabin issue. Why not Malabin? Suda is us to Mishum Lubun. Why not Mishum Eris? What a great kasha. Says the Bialach Mishum Lubun. Abba Mishum Eris, Mashmed Loshayim Malibun. Why? The Mogen Avraham and the Grom Marich. The Mogen Avraham is Mashma. Look inside. The Ladas Asovim the Af Be'ein Bo Lichluch Arina and Shiyoso Zel Kibuso. Against the first Teretz in Atosis. Yeah, also the son of Ma'arav Shameris. He said, and we should worry about that Shita. But here you can't worry about it. Because it's the Mefurish Gemara. Ziris Mekel. Every person could copy it. Must be a different reason. What's the different reason? Kemosha Hizbi about Tosefet Shabbos. The Afladeya Zul Mutl Lassanen Mayim Slulim. The Mishameres. Why? Kemos Lekak. Why? Ayin Shom Hatam. Oh man. He couldn't afford the ink? Baal Chavetz Chaim. Couldn't afford the ink? Who owns the Tosefet Shabbos over here? Who owns that sefer? Not so popular these days. What did he say? You know what he said? Can we get it? Can we get it?
Not sure.
Is it on the first Shulchan Aruch? On the regular
Barilah? It would be on the Chachman. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, could we try? Let's try it over here first.
Okay, fine.
But where would we find that?
I don't know. What is it counting on? The Shulchan Aruch.
Will we have, if they have it before sure, don't sit down yet, may not find it. Hold on, just want to say, for my own knowledge going forward, is this one of the first Shulchan Aruch that made the cut? Let's see. Shulchan Aruch of Mefarshav. Mefarshim out. Hold on. Mefarshim Shulchan Aruch, right? That's what we're looking. Let's see. Alphabetical? No. You want to get it for me, please? Yeah. I'm sorry to waste time. I want to show. Tosefet Shabbos is one of those great svarim. Mr. Brew quotes it straight through, but most people don't even own it. I'm embarrassed. I don't own it. I don't have it in my own svarim. I didn't even see it on sale in the svarim set. Some svarim made it. Some svarim just are not. Doesn't mean it's not a good sefer. Mr. Brew quotes it every page almost, but just.
Is it any of? I'm not sure if it's the.
I don't even know myself which one it is. Embarrassed to say. Well, let's try it.
I don't know.
There's so many
different sources. Well, not that many. There's only two choices. Either this one or this one. I'm embarrassed, I don't know the name of the author. Let's try this one first. Looks old enough. Frankfurt. It's called by early.
So they might as well take a new one.
Okay, this is the same one?
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, so it's.
Now, how do you.
One second.
See if it's the one. See if it's the one. We're supposed to find Simon Shin Yotes. It's obviously reprinted, which is a good thing. Oh, we're doing good. Second volume. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
What? Chelak? No, Reish Agamira. It's all Chelak. No, but it must be second volume.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Let's see if it's right. Now after all this, we have to make sure it's right. I'd like to see things in the original if I can. Let's go. No, this is a Hilchos Erevin. We're neither. We got caught. For some reason, you know what's going on? This is Hilchos Erevin, and the other one is Hilchos Stop the Chin.
It's probably in the other one. They didn't put the Siman. Okay. I'm sorry.
So it's in the first one?
I'm sorry.
I can go back.
No. I
you erased
it.
Okay.
I'm sorry for the.
I want you to see it inside. That's why. I don't want to just take my word for it. All because the Mishabur didn't have the ink to copy down what he said. Okay. Let's just go. For some reason, it seems to stop at a certain point. I don't understand why. Well, let's go to the end. I'll pick the page. Let's see. Oh, we're getting places. Obviously, it goes past the thing that they. Let's try. I went much too far. Look at this. Let's try it one more time. Still too far. Still too far. Oh, Shin Yotes. Got the right one, finally. So we are in Sif Yud.
Sif Katan Yotes.
Oh, you have the fancy Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Yotes. See what it says. Here we are. We're on the right page at long last. Okay. Watch. The Torah says. You can put the water in Mishameres. There's no Libun. Kevin the Mishameres Yasu Bekach Ein Chosh Lo Libuno. Fet the Magen Avraham. Who cares? It's still Kibus. Shuas a Kibuso. So he says the Torah is going with the sheet that it says no Lichloch. You don't say Shuas a Kibuso. But it should have been Oser anyway. Shema Yischot. So he says no. You're not going to do it. I keep the water on a talis. Chash Chita. Otherwise, there's no problem. That being the case, if you hold a field of bega channel of lichluch armin and shuyos bega del kibuso, or a field of mishamer shas of the kach, nami os the mayim. It's not true, he says. Nearly. What's the real answer? The Riva says, oh, our Riva. Enem is kavenes rak letar begodel. Lo mikri kibus klal. Aye, it's ain't shiur legufa. No, ain't a mechavenes lekach. You don't say shiur se beres del kibuso. Only a mechav on the tower tzachzeach. Why do the reverse teretz? Because they hold, as Tosfos says in Perakira, anan sadei nichalei. Shameres, here's the bottom line. Asil the kach ain't a choshen shel libuna, as the Torah says. Vada pshita kamatosus varosh modem blarmina and gabesh yoso kibuso kevin and mechav and the kach vilo nichale bahachi vilo nichale. Is that segregation lo nichale? Is that what he's trying to say? What's even better than that? We have the Magen Mishnah again. Certain things, it's only a tikkun if you want it. If you don't want it, it's not a tikkun in the first place. So too when it comes to libun. That's what the Ritva said. Ayin Yafa. You don't want it, it's nothing. That's the Tosafot of Shabbos is saying, shout over here. Oh, so you don't say Shoso Kibuso. Oh. So this being the case, Rabbi Osai, you get an impression that it's a function of the Kavana. Without Kavana, not. Without Kavana, not. Okay. Now here, Rabbi Osai, we have the following dilemma. Dilemma. To take a look at Mishnah Brura, Sivkot and Lamed Beis. Shin Beis, Sivkot and Lamed Beis. Back to what I was saying. Shin Beis, Lamed Beis. Titcha bigo. So the Gemara we saw before. Mishav shomi bifnim. Why, Mishnah Brura? Hainisha ochez abeged bifnim. Neged mekom atit. Hold it from the inside. Umishav shev ze bezer. Rub it from the inside. Acha nofel atit. Yaftali elsif hey osa besuda mishav shefo. Over there. Hosam hu mechavil the tzachzacho. Mash ein ken kan shen kavanoso la hosiratit. Hagra. He learns pshat as the Mishnah Brura that it's not the way we said earlier today in Shir and yesterday as well. It's a special isser if you want to make it white or black, fresh and new. Other than that, it's mutter. He says, no, it's always going to be usur. The only time it's going to be mutter is if you have no intention of cleaning the garment. You only want to remove the excess mud. That's how I read it. Ein kavan usur lahosir atit, to remove the mud. Rabbi Osi, you ever got mud on you? There's first a glob of mud. You get rid of that, and you're left with a stain. So he's a shita, so it seems. You have to leave a stain. Against the Taz. Taz says, you're allowed to try to get rid of the stain. Here you get an impression of Bosai from the Mishnah Brura and Lamed Beis. It depends on your kavana. And kavanoso el hosiratit. If it comes clean, it's not really a problem. However, if you look back in the Bir Halacha and Sif Aleph, end of the long, long Bir Halacha, there's more than one long one, this is a really long one, the Ramaskal Allah, at the very end, he writes as follows. The Tish al-Gabigdo, the last two lines, Af Shemagarabit Tziporen, Ein Mavir HaKesem Lagamre, Rak the Megarer Ovi HaTit, Milamalo. That's just a question about Kavana. What's he doing? What's he doing? All he's doing is removing the thickness of the mud on top. There's still going to be some mud left, or a little, certainly a stain of mud left, on the bottom. On the bottom. That's what it sounds like. But, Rabbi Osai, a little carefully, in the same phrase, he says, Ayade Masha Kofo over Mimela Gamken Akesev Meito for the chain is Eina Mutter. It's going to be awesome, at least in certain cases. Wow. Not only that, as we saw the Sharatzian in Sivkot and Mem Aleph, watch again. Sharatzian Mem Aleph. Yes, Rabbi Kiva Vegas Kasha. Take a look. We saw in Tziv Zayin, it's not Malabin Mamish if there's no water. So Memalef, he writes Rashi. Ay, Mechaimim, Biminar, Talas Chadoshim, and Ovek Shalom, Lashidas Rashi. Hosa Mitzach Tzeach Abeg, and I say, Vutikuno, which he understands to mean you make it clean. Mashen Ken Kan, Shein Orak Shemeser Atid. V'roshem alichluch adayin nishar olav. You're leaving a stain. How do you get rid of the stain? Haderach lebiyadei mayim, that you'll do on Sunday. U'v'zasara kushus agornu b'kiv'eger. Shidisa b'tzorachin al rashi b'givin hashas. What's his answer? It seems it's a tremendous dochak, his answer. The answer he gives in Sharatzi and in Bialach is, the only time you permit me to take out of the mud, is if you leave a stain. Never says that anyway. This doesn't say it. Doesn't say it. Oh. But this leads us, Rabbi Osai, to Akasha, and I have to end with this because time is up, in the Shulta Giborin, where he seems to not buy into our way of thinking. Take a look in the Shulta Giborin. It's page Kufay and Beis, or Samach Beis Amin Aleph. Take a look, please. Watch this. Quotes Rashi's chat. You get rid of the offer. No water. Rambo's the same way. Doesn't say water. But Tosis, Rosh, and the Torah say only Tal, which is water. Fine. It's the following question. Does Rambam and Rashi hold Mekaskes Hasuda Lelavna Osir Kol Ludi Chivra Osir, as the Rambam writes, and Rashi as well? I have a kash on the Rosh, because the Rosh in Perek Chof Simites and the Torah Shun Beis say Kis Kos Sidra is Osir, the two gear souls is Osir. Why? Neshe mechavon letzachzecho, havikim alabein, mash for the kol aludei chivra, b'ezin neshiyah, osi without water. And yet over here, the Rosh and the Torah explain, minar taliso os, only minar tal is water. Avalo be'ofar, ploshach liban be'ofar, amai aludei chivra, di mechavein hu, iyu letzachzech, abega shechoshach torah min ha'ofar, shal v'tzor riyun. We mentioned the answer yesterday. What's the answer? No! The unique din on the Kuf Mem Aleph and Kuf Mem Zayin. Unique din. Kuf Mem and Kuf Mem Zayin. What's the unique din? Olude Chivra. You're making it white. You're making it new. You're making it black. You're making it new. It's a whole different din. It's a unique and specific din over here. Specific din over here. Specific din. Only over here. Otherwise not. The Bi'alacha is part of this kash as well. Lina tomorrow, we'll start with the Bi'alacha and Sif Aleph, who asks the same kash as Shulta Gibor, gives the Teretz. And we'll discuss the Teretz which we gave yesterday and today as being an alternate Teretz. We'll try to continue some other halachas and Hilchos Liban. Maybe we'll talk about Hilchos Purim a little bit, when they're getting close to Purim.